This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The devil went down to Georgia.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said,
"Boy, let me tell you what.
I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now, you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's John."
All right. I've gotten old-fashioned angry. I've been more calm over the years, but I just watching this miscarriage of justice and the insanity of the Kavanaugh witch hunt, electronic lynching. I mean, if you thought the Clarence Thomas gang up was bad, this is just unbelievable. And again, as phony as the $3 bill, the Democrats are the ones with a long history of abusing women and being into weird stuff and then having a double standard for themselves. Next segment, I'm going to ask David Knight this critical question. I want to do it now. Some stations don't carry this segment. Gut level, I want to get this called out now. Will Kavanaugh get confirmed now? He should. He better. We'll talk about the reasons why. But I think it's all up to Trump and all up to us. But regardless, the good is coming out of this because this is so transparent and so over the top that this is going to really harden the resolve of the American people that we have cancer in this country. And the Democrats are not a viable party at any level. They are a lawless group of criminals that have degenerated to a level of just pure megalomania. And so it's us or them, and it's a battle to the end. It's a death battle. I don't mean physical. Death battle means it's no holds barred, no quarter given, none taken. They will break any rule. They will do anything. They get caught doing it. It's in the WikiLeaks. But and we're also going to play her statement about, "Oh, I thought he was going to kill me. I thought I was going to die." Even if it's true, rolling around for 10 seconds on a bed drunkenly, which obviously it's all falling apart. Just the adding, "I thought I was going to die," David, this, she looks so coached. And she obviously hasn't been coached well. And you know, the way she's stammering these things out, she'll give a statement that was already in her statement word for word, but then 5 minutes later can't remember it and says the opposite, which shows that when she's not good at staying on script, David. I mean, this will be studied by law schools for decades to come as, I think, some of the most disingenuous testimony in planetary history.
You know, Alex, it's hard for me to judge because I don't find her credible on the details. I'm looking at the statement and so forth. I don't know how this is going to play, but I don't think that people are really going to, they've already made up their mind for the most part, people on both sides of this. I think even more important than what is going to happen in this hearing is what came out with Avenatti at the last minute. And I think that is the real issue. When you look at what came out about this 100% credible accuser that he had, and then what her ex-boyfriend had to do 17 years ago in 2001, he had to take out a restraining order against her. He said she was threatening my family, threatening my wife, threatening to do harm to my baby at the time. And this guy is a registered Democrat. And how did Avenatti respond to that? He said, "Why are you attacking a sexual assault victim?" It's like, seriously? This was something that was recorded 17 years ago. And so I think what we're seeing here with Avenatti, I think he's done us all a big favor. This guy who has soaked up all this TV time and everything has put this out there.
Let's go through the specifics of that because it's all just mixing together these women and then other accusers and then anonymous calls. And then Kavanaugh's asked about calls to the switchboard. I mean, somebody can call up and say, "I saw Kavanaugh raping Puff the Magic Dragon." And I mean, and they're going to call him up and say, "Did you ever hurt Puff?" I mean, it's insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a woman who supposedly said these high school boys had this gang rape series of parties. She was in college when they were in high school. She went to 10 of these parties. So if any of this is true, why is she going to parties that high school boys are drugging and raping women and doing it 10
times.
It?
Why didn't she report it?
Exactly. It's absurd on the face of it.
Well, the burden's on them, and they're not showing any of it. I mean, they lay their hand down. They don't even have any cards. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, this is giving me a headache because you've got four women now, one of them completely anonymous that called into the switchboard. We've got the news running with it. You've got the porn lawyer running around, engaged in his bizarre behavior. You've got Swetnick and people saying there's restraining orders out on her. And then her lawyer saying, well, how dare you attack, a sex victim, sex crime victim. And I just can't keep track of it. And then every case, when they go talk to the women's witnesses, they say it's not true. And then it just piles on and piles on and piles on. And then I watch Ford get cross-examined. And we're going to be playing that coming up at the bottom of the hour. And she just doesn't even know what planet she's on. And none of it matches up minute to minute. So I'm going to ask you the question, and I want to go through the women one by one here and be specific. That are they thinking of someone else that did this to them? Are some of them crazy? Are some of them caught up in Trump derangement syndrome? Are they being coached? Are they lying? All we know is none of it adds up. There's no witnesses. It's 36 years old. You've got swamp lawyers on each side. And this sets the precedent of guilty until proven innocent. As the president said, this is incredibly dangerous. And I've experienced the Democrats manufacture whole cloth lies about me and just outrageous stories so they'll sound believable because they're so crazy. So, but I want to ask you this question. Gut level, do you think Kavanaugh gets confirmed? A, B, if he doesn't, what happens? If he does, what happens?
Well, President Trump has said that if he doesn't get the confirmation vote, which is scheduled to take place tomorrow, that he's going to have a replacement within an hour. I don't know who that's going to be. I wish, as you had said at the beginning of the broadcast, I wish it had been Amy Barrett, because I liked her on The Issues better. She was clerking for Scalia. This guy has been involved with Kennedy, who has been very, very unreliable, very status. He's connected with all the Republican establishment. So I'm not a fan of Brett Kavanaugh, but I don't like this process. I don't like what Me Too has become, where all men are instantly guilty, and they have to try to prove that they're innocent. We saw this with Roy Moore. And, of course, Roy Moore was not part of the GOP establishment. I've always believed that it was because he went to Capitol Hill after he won the primary and started talking about how he's going to oppose Mitch McConnell. I always believed that that attack came from Mitch McConnell. And they treated him the same way. They knew they could get away with this. We had that precedent set, that you're guilty and you can't prove that you're innocent. And so I think he's still going to, I think he'll make the vote, Alex. I think he's still going to make this vote. But when we look at these charges here, they're not credible. Christine Ford is the, I would say she's, all the rest of these are just patently absurd. In the same way that it was with Roy Moore, all of the allegations against him. I mean, people were coming up with things. Well, he asked out a woman who was 18 years old, 10 years younger than him at the time. She was working in the mall. He asked her out for a date. Can you believe that? And it's like, what's even wrong with that? There was one, he said, she said, that should have been looked at. But then it comes down to credibility, and that's the situation we've got here. So that's why they pulled in Christine Ford. All these other people, Ramirez, Avenatti's last-minute 100% credible witness, Julie Swetnick, none of these things and these anonymous charges, that's all going to fall by the wayside. They pile these other things on to try to give it weight when they've got one he said, she said event. And I don't think that this is going to, certainly not in the court of public opinion, I don't think that it's going to work. But who knows what's going to happen in the Senate. This is close to the election. I still think that he gets through.
I agree. If we stick by him, if Trump sticks by him, and he's certainly not perfect, I agree. Barrett, Amy Cohen Barrett, much, much better. And they're going to have a lot of trouble saying she raped anybody. And, you know, he's got some neocon connections I don't like. But obviously they know that he's going to back Trump, and he believes in the separate but equal clauses, and he believes in the executive power. And they don't want that now. They wanted that when it was Obama or the Clintons. And now the fact that they've given the president, quite frankly, all the dictatorial powers over the economy and Trump's using them to fix things has them in panic mode. And so to be clear here, because earlier I'm mixing all these women together and getting upset, it's Swetnick who reportedly has the restraining order and all the fights. And I want you to get to that specifically because I was conflating that with Deborah Ramirez. She has alleged in a report published by the New Yorker magazine that Kavanaugh exposed himself in a drunken dormitory party and showed his penis in her face, forcing her to touch it while pushing him away. Ramirez alleges the assault occurred during an 83-84 school year at Yale University where they were both students. And then they've talked to the witnesses, and they've said that they were at no such party and never saw that. Now, they did talk about somebody falling through a ceiling. It wasn't Kavanaugh and a keg party. So that's the big proof. But I was conflating her accidentally with Julie Swetnick of Washington, alleged sworn testimony Wednesday that Kavanaugh was present at the 80s house party at which she was gang raped in a testimony submitted by the Senate Judiciary Committee. And then, of course, that's by Michael Avenatti, a true slimeball. And then now there was a fourth accuser came forward last night. They put all of the news. And then later this morning, oh, it was an anonymous call. So they've removed that. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. And the police will tell you in any big case, David, as you know, that when there's a big serial killer on the loose or something happens or the firebombing of the governor's mansion, that hundreds of crazies came in and said they were guilty. Or hundreds of witnesses came in and said they saw it for sure what happened and they didn't. And so in any big mega case like this, you're going to end up out of, you know, 100 plus million women, a good third of them, you know, crazy Hillary worshipers that are going to, even if they got assaulted sometime in their life, they're going to then remember that it's Brett Kavanaugh. And that's what's happened. So I want to ask you about that. But then separately, what about these two men that have come forward and say that they were at a party, they were drunk, and they were falling on beds with women at that time, younger women, and that they believed that one of the women looked like Dr. Ford. I mean, that right there is big news, but that's just swept under the rug.
Well, of course, they're not credible because they're men. And this is what Sheldon Whitehouse did. Sheldon Whitehouse in Rhode Island, he was the one, he's put forward two of these anonymous claims in the last 24 hours. One of them, the woman, the mother who said, yeah, my daughter was on a boat in 1985 and so forth. And Brett Kavanaugh said, I was never in that area. I was never on a boat. I was never on a boat with Mark Judge. And so that's one anonymous accusation that's been put forth by Sheldon
Whitehouse. And again, let's pull back
Whitehouse
from there. I forgot about the fifth one they've already withdrawn because
right,
it was total fraud.
That's right. There was another anonymous that was put forward also by Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat senator from Rhode Island. And this was a guy who had heard that some girl had been assaulted by Brett Kavanaugh. He did it anonymously. They figured out who this guy was. And as soon as his name was released, he said, no, I take it back. I was mistaken. This is the nature of this. And two of these anonymous things have been put through with Sheldon Whitehouse. But when he was questioning Christine Ford, Sheldon Whitehouse says, well, you know, you've done everything. You've had a lie detector test, as if those things are worthwhile. My wife worked as a personnel manager, district personnel manager for a convenience store. Whenever there was a problem, they would always do lie detector tests. They didn't believe any of that stuff. It was not important except as an intimidation factor. But nevertheless, you know, we took a lie detector test. You did this. You did this. And never mentioning the fact that all these witnesses have contradicted her written and oral testimony. And never mentioning these other people on all of this. But again, it's Sheldon Whitehouse who's putting out all this stuff. And this is the way Alexis is running in the hearing. they're having this female special counsel that's going through some of the details, but then never drawing a conclusion, never pointing out, but you said this and they said that. Not doing a good job of putting those things. She questions her on the details, but she doesn't say, but that contradicts what you said before. She never says that. Instead, they go to the Democrats, and the Democrats lay out all this stuff in a very emotional way, and then have Christine Ford agree with it.
That's right. And, of course, you know, why not just have Peter Strzok do the lot of tech? We just hear, oh, someone from the FBI formerly. And then, again, she has the swamp lawyers all around her in there. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back and play her opening statement part of it and how she thought she was going to die. And then we're going to get to the former female prosecutor on sex crimes that interviewed her, and the whole thing fell apart from there. And then I'll give you a time frame when we come back on when Brett Kavanaugh is scheduled to testify. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Tomorrow's News Today. Please spread the links. Please spread the articles. Please subscribe to the free podcast and tell everyone you know about the show. That's how we break the will of the globalists and defeat their attempts to smash the First Amendment and kill the American Renaissance.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Took it away. The names in the middle, the places where you.
Like the 300, we politically have to stand our ground. This is the big globalist counter-assault. Trying to stop Trump, trying to stop the Patriots. China is threatening war against the U.S. I mean, this is an incredible time to be alive right now. Start of the next segment, I'm going to get into some incredible censorship news that is next level. And it ties into the hearings yesterday that I should have been at with Google lying through their teeth. Saying they don't censor anybody and they're not working with China. They know nothing about it. You talk about lying to Congress. The head of global privacy at Google is quite the liar. Just the name. Oh, the head of privacy. When they're all about raping your privacy. Inherently in a satanic attempt at omnipresence. David Knight's riding shotgun with us. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com and Newswars.com are the dreaded enemies of the globalists because we've got their number. Let's go to her part of her opening statement about thinking she was going to die. And this is just unbelievably bad acting in my opinion. And she's a public figure. I'm allowed to say that. I don't believe any of it. Her whole story's falling apart. And she has political games. She's a political operative and on and on and on. And her witnesses, she says she has, say the opposite. She just keeps bringing the witnesses forward, which is next level lying. Weeks after they're going, that's not true. That didn't happen. Well, my friend this, my friend that. That is so crucial. And the other women, it's all falling apart. That's what's amazing. If they had real witnesses and this stuff came out, I'd say, I told you get Barrett in there. It's a lot better on the eyes, and she's got a better voting record. Boy, I'll take both. So I'm all about put women who are patriots in there. I love it. Certainly no glass ceiling, you know, in my vision. I got three daughters. Not a virtue signal. I love them. But I'm digressing, ladies and gentlemen. The issue here is that this is a travesty. This is a civil war. This is our country being torn apart. And this is very, very dangerous to get rid of innocent until proven guilty, and the Democrats selectively enforce this, and it being led by famous predators against women, Hillary Rodham Clinton and William Jefferson Clinton. But let's go ahead and start getting to her. I just, at a Pavlovian level, I have a visceral bad response to her, just like Hillary, so I have trouble looking at her, but I'm going to look down. You don't look the Gorgon directly in the eyes. So here is Ford in her opening statement.
There was music playing in the bedroom. It was turned up louder by either Brett or Mark once we were in the room. I was pushed onto the bed, and Brett got on top of me. He began running his hands over my body and grinding into me.
Ugh.
I yelled, hoping that someone downstairs might hear me, and I tried to get away from him, but his weight was heavy. Brett groped me and tried to take off my clothes. He had a hard time because he was very inebriated and because I was wearing a one-piece bathing suit underneath my clothing. I believed he was going to rape me. I tried to yell for help. When I did, Brett put his hand over my mouth to stop me from yelling. This is what terrified me the most and has had the most lasting impact on my life. It was hard for me to breathe. And I thought that Brett was accidentally going to kill me.
There's this other clip we'll try to find. I saw it live this morning where she goes, I saw the doors at Google and they were misshaped. And then I remembered. And I'm like, is this through the looking glass? Like MK Ultra mind control or something? I mean, this is some of this stuff is so weird. We'll get David Knight's take on this. But let's play now this other bizarre clip about Google interns living at her house and PTSD. I mean, there's hours of this. Here it is.
Can you tell us what impact the events had on you?
Well, I think that the sequelae of sexual assault varies by person.
Oh my God.
So for me personally, anxiety, phobia, and PTSD-like symptoms are the types of things that I've been coping with. So more specifically, claustrophobia, panic, and that type of thing.
Is that the reason for the second door, front door?
Correct.
Is claustrophobia?
Correct. It doesn't. Our house does not look aesthetically pleasing from the curb.
I see. And do you have that second front door?
Yes. It now is a place to host Google interns because we live near Google, so we get to and other students can live.
Can you tell us? Is there any other way this has affected your life?
The primary impact was in the initial 4 years after the event. I struggled academically. I struggled very much in Chapel Hill in college.
I can't listen anymore. Turn it off.
To college.
As you're sitting there with the deep state top lawyer for McCabe and Comey and all of them, I just can't. And they're just relishing. And when she talks, the women are all looking at her and shaking their heads like, oh, you poor baby. Oh, my God, you've been through so much, and they're just relishing this. And then she sycophantically smiles and, like, looks up at Feinstein, like, am I pleasing you? And it's just all this victimology. That's what everyone is into. This is how you destroy a country right here. Meanwhile, China executes you if you're gay. Or if you bitch and complain, they kill you. There's no welfare. You do what you're told. Daycare is chaining your kids up at a power pole. For most people. That's who we're competing against. And this is the psychological warfare we've got. We're at birth now. They're going to take your kids away if you don't start putting them on drugs to change their, quote, sex. So, David, this is just unspeakably bizarre. I mean, I think really bizarre is the special stench of this. It's just how bizarre and weird and twisted it is. And then if we just keep going down this road, if they are able to destroy Kavanaugh in this fashion, it sets a precedent to open Pandora's box wide open. What do you think will happen if they don't confirm him?
Well, you know, Alex, I think that they learned their lesson. They learned a lesson anyway from the Clarence Thomas and Anita Hill situation. I think they realized that if they've got a he said, she said situation, they're not going to win. And so what we saw with both Roy Moore and with this Brett Kavanaugh situation, you have somebody come forward, it's a he said, she said situation, and then they bring up this swarm of incredulous allegations from other people to try to give that credibility, since they don't have any evidence for that, to try to move forward their political agenda. So that's one aspect of it. You talked about the Soros lawyer, and there is an interesting lawyer connection between Avenatti's accuser, Julie Swetnick, and Christine Ford, and that is Deborah Katz. You know, when I cover this, every time I bring it in, I come in with Tom Jones's "What's New, Pussycats?" Well, these people, she wears the pussy hat in the Women's March and everything, but she's also got Deborah Katz, and these people are the Katz women here. Just like Gloria Allred, she's an ambulance chaser with the Me Too stuff, but she represented her 10 years ago in a sexual harassment lawsuit for the Wall Street Journal. She represented Avenaugh's person, and she is the lawyer for Christy Ford, and in addition to the Soros.
Oh, it's a gaggle of deep staters, and the same lawyer, Katz, covered up for Hillary, covered up for Bill, of this. I mean, these people are just a pack of slime balls, and they're all really ugly, too. You ever notice that?
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul, because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in Cell Force are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with Cell Force from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over 1 million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350-350.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
If you're watching us on television, I was given a gift by some patriots in Florida. It's a Spartan. Copy of a famous sculpture dug up in Greece from the days of 300. And that's what this really comes down to, ladies and gentlemen, is we have to stand against the globalists and their lies. This is an information war, just as important as any other war we've ever fought in this country. And those of us that just get to fight the information war are a lot more blessed than people who had to charge up hills like what you saw in Iwo Jima. David and I tried to shotgun with me, doing a great job. I intend to open the phones up here in the next segment. She's coming back to testify more. Kavanaugh is coming up later. We'll obviously cover it live, gavel to gavel, when he speaks with his statement. You know, you learn about credibility watching and listening to people, and you also learn about histories with people. And the fact is, if somebody was a hellraiser, you'd hear about it, and there'd be witnesses to it. And the truth is, everybody says this guy was a complete nerd and a virgin until The word is until he got out of college, and then that becomes a little embarrassing for him. I don't think it's embarrassing. I wish that I would not have gotten dropped in the middle of extreme promiscuity. I never forced sex on anybody. In fact, contrary to that, women would call it sexual assault today. The things women have done to me, jump on top of you, grab you, throw you on the bed. I mean, God, I think that's when a guy thinks he's got lucky. I mean, when a woman wants you, she jumps on top of you. Everybody knows that. That's what Trump was talking about when women would jump on him. He says, you can do whatever you want. It's crazy. They jump on you. It's like Elvis Presley. But with Kavanaugh, that's not what's going on here. Okay? And, you know, my son is athletic and a bookworm and stuff, but, you know, he is very conservative, and I'm actually proud of that. And I'm not like, hey, get out there and date a bunch of girls, because I know how painful it can be. You know, relationships are serious, serious things. So I think it's good, you know, to shelter our children, especially in this day and age, because things are just out of control. Now, we do have a bunch of clips of the cross-examination by the Rachel Mitchell, former prosecutor, current prosecutor on sex crimes, who does literally annihilate her. Ford, we're going to get to that, but I've got some really serious news. Here's what's happening. David Knight had at Libertarian when Twitter first started, and he had a huge following of hundreds and hundreds of thousands on Twitter. David, obviously, on iTunes had, depending on which iTunes subscription you looked at, we had like 19 million subscribers, and he had close to 10 million. And what was really important was he had a higher opening rate and listening rate than I did. Now, did I get upset by that? No, I'm like, thank God. You know, this is wonderful. We're going to save the country. Well, they deleted everybody that wanted to subscribe to him. A very gentlemanly guy, almost the opposite style of me, and that's good. We compliment each other. Think about that when they purged hundreds of other channels that just had Alex Jones in the name. There is a war. They over 20 apps that were InfoWars or Alex Jones that fans had made over the years. Some had millions of downloads that were free. They got rid of those. It's like taking Winnie the Pooh out of computers in China, where you can't say poo, you can't send the image poo, you can't send a Taiwanese flag in China. Apple suddenly started doing that worldwide a few months ago. This is the annihilation of language. And you can only do it with these omnipresent computer systems that are waging war on language itself. And so you see the end of innocent until proven guilty here, where they say Alex Jones is banned because he was mean to transgenders and he bullied a child. I showed an ABC News clip of a kid punching an adult four times. He pushes the kid down. They said on the news, I did that. I was banned for something I didn't do. And notice they'll never say what it was, but we know what the video was. It was the guy pushing the kid down, because that's what banned us. Now, the latest thing is we go, look, they're starting in Europe to drug children at age 3 to change their sexuality, saying the child chose it. No. A cult of evil manipulated him into it. So David got the word and got the letter that he's been given a 7-day suspension for saying tranny. Because Twitter had a vote in 2017 and decided that word is now hateful. And they can just change it to whatever name they want the next day. So, we have a major fan account that, and they contact us, and the fans, you know, let us use the Twitter when we want. We're so busy and the account's not that big, we don't really use it very much, but we have access to it. So they said, hey, look, almost all of our accounts, including David Knight's, and that's his own account that he had many years before he even worked at InfoWars, they've all been either banned or given 7-day suspensions. What, 6 accounts in the last 24 hours? And I've got the article and the documents right here. Document cam shot, please. This is from Twitter. And this is InfoWars News at Prison Planet TV. Couple hundred thousand subscribers. We've temporarily limited some of your account features. What happened? Violating our rules against hateful conduct. And that's any definition subjectively they want. You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. Now, this is the offending tweet. Now, get ready for this. If you're a radio listener, TV viewers already have your mouths hanging open. This is what the fans sent out that was a copy of one of our official Twitter pages. Alex Jones opens the phone lines to answer the question, will President Trump stand up to the Obama administration holdovers mutiny and end the deep state's reign of terror over the United States. Obama's a public figure. Obama did put stay-behind groups that say they want to kill the president. This is true. There's nothing about Obama being part African. There's nothing about any of that. We are saying in the tweet, will Trump take action? And this is the thing they get mad about. When I called for Trump to take action, they gave me a 7-day suspension before they totally banned me, saying I called for battle rifles to assault people. Never said it on there. They just lied. But I was calling for Trump to take action. Well, don't worry. You guys elevated us even more now to, well, whatever I want to the president just absolutely within hours goes to him. So if you were trying to keep from having hearings about Google working with China to round up people or Apple, it's all over the place. You got grilled yesterday, Google, by Ted Cruz. It's the beginning of the end, okay? So guess what? I politically already suicide bombed your butt. No, no, Joe's just writing a suicide bomb. No, it's a metaphor that, yeah, you've blown me up to a certain extent. I blew you up politically. But read this, and this is next level. Total truth in what I said. We are in a reign of terror, of racism and sexism and demoralizing people and brainwashing our kids and just all this horrible stuff they rain down on us. And I'm saying, how long will this reign of terror go on? It's well written. It's eloquent. It's the truth. It's a headline that I wrote that day for the website that somebody else copied and tweeted out, and they said, this is not allowed. We say this is hateful. This is pure Americana. Meanwhile, world star hip-hop, where they celebrate knockout games and killing white people beyond any... Imagine a KKK site where it's white people killing black people. It's horrible. And look, they have their free speech. The people killing folks are getting arrested, but it's snuff films. Live Leak, World Star Hip Hop, PayPal, all work together. It's all great. It's all wonderful. The Antifa site saying kill Ted Cruz, kill his family, kill the restaurant owners, kill Mike Pence. It's all up. It's operating. They've got PayPal to sell their Antifa shirts. But not me. They made the moral decision that I'm banned. Think about that. It's a Kellen McBreen article. And the real headline should be, PayPal works with snuff film site, World Star Hip Hop. I mean, you go to World Star Hip Hop, folks, there's hundreds of videos of old white homeless people having their brains beaten out and pools of blood, being shot, being stabbed, being punched, falling over, dying. And then other videos, horrible racist black people and their white acolytes celebrating it. So we're going to come back and talk about this with David Knight and get to the prosecutor asking her a few real questions, but not pointing out, you know, not going back and pointing out, well, hey, why are you changing your story? But that's coming up. But there you go. Snuff film site, World Star Hip Hop, has PayPal, but not me. Again, this is the slander, the defamation. I'm racist for saying Obama is trying to overthrow Trump. That's now racist, and we've been blocked by Twitter.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
On down the road, our shadows taller than our souls. There was a lady we all know who shines white light, and once it shows. David is going to be with us another 15, 20 minutes. The Millie Weaver's coming on. He's going to open the phones up. He's back testifying. We've got the whole crew watching it and following it. We've got more bizarreness we're going to get to, and I want to play some of the cross-examination here with David in a moment. But David, you didn't get a chance to respond last time because I went off on the diatribe, and people just joined us. You've been put in Twitter jail ahead of being banned, just like James Woods. Everyone I know, family, you name it. I have family that will tweet Bible verses, and they're getting seven-day bans. I mean, the left is in a total deranged hissy fit of suppression. And once you train a dog to like blood, once a dog starts eating cats, then every cat it sees is going to kill. And this is how Hitler called it the blood cement. Once they got a young officer to take out some prisoner and kick their guts out, or shove a fire hose down their throat and blow their guts out, or kick their heads in, or shoot little kids in the head, that's how you kind of graduated into the Gestapo. Then you had a taste for the blood. And that's what the left's doing. They built me up as this demon. They're tearing me apart and just using me as 10 minutes of hate. And then once they had their blood meal on me, now everyone else can be destroyed. And it's classical psychological warfare, purposeful derangement. So you who had your Twitter way before We've even done what they said and not put me out on it as a person being banned, not just my channel, but I'm a public figure being attacked. I can't even respond on these platforms to how they're lying about me. So now they're really opening up with the disinfo everywhere and the edited tapes, you know, when racist Hispanic ladies walk over and say, your mother and father, brother and sister, you're a subhuman white trash filth. And I go, how dare you, brown KKK? And it just has me going, brown KKK, brown KKK, to an innocent veteran. Jones attacked them for being Hispanic. Inverse, total lie. But see, we can't even respond. So you're in Twitter prison for saying tranny, and they sent you a letter. I just read you this for these fan pages that we have access to, InfoWars News, where they just retweet some of our stuff. And we're and here it is. Alex Jones opens the phone lines to answer the question, will President Trump stand up to Obama administration's holdovers and their mutiny, as well as the deep state's reign of terror in the United States? And so they said, this attacks gender identity, religious affiliation, age disability, serious disease, and promotes violence against and threatens or harasses other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, and national origin. And so they're just out of hand saying Alex Jones himself is banned. Not the words, not the statements. We just say you go to the Phantom Zone, and they're doing this to many other people to set a world internet standard where they can literally delete individuals from the World Wide Web with voice print and with these systems. This is digital book burning taken to the level of infinity, David Knight.
Yeah, Alex, you know, we saw that with H3H3, which is a left-leaning millennial podcast that they had. They got cut off in mid-broadcast because they said Alex Jones. They didn't even look for your voice.
They said I was Alex filth. They said I was scum. They were celebrating my destruction, and Google said, no, that's not even allowed.
That's right. And so they were agreeing with Google. Yeah, take the guy down. And then they said, oh, wait a minute. Maybe he's right, you know, when it happened to them. But they were immediately contacted by the humans at Team YouTube, and they said, oh, so sorry. We didn't realize who you were. We put you back. And they restored them right away. Now, they won't respond to my tweets about this, about my responses to them taking down all the stuff that I've done for InfoWars for 6 years. I want to clarify that on Twitter, they did not take down Libertarian. I haven't really tweeted out much stuff in the last couple of weeks. They took down Real News, which is this broadcast I have in the morning, and we had a live broadcast. So that's the one that they took down, not my Libertarian. I haven't really been very active with that because, quite frankly, I'm trying to get people to move over to Gab.
I know, but you need to use your big giant Twitter to push it all over there, brother.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Alex, what we're also seeing, and I reported this yesterday, the EU commissioner for all this stuff, justice and hate speech and all this kind of stuff, is now saying that they need to use hate speech rules against media. And people need to understand that there's a distinction between freedom of speech, which is what belongs to we the people, and freedom of the press, which is what you and I do. And these are two separate distinct things. When they come after social media, and it's not just us that they've put down, of course, they've banned and come after a lot of individuals who are out there doing things. They're coming after the free speech of the public, and they are trying to shut that down. And people should be very angry and upset about that, because that is separate and distinct.
Well, and I totally agree with you, and it's governments teamed up with big tech all over the world to do this. That's why it's a perfect storm, and that now the role of the dying newspapers and TV is to be the attack dogs that then go and cheerlead for all this and do the ratting out. I want to come back and get in. I know you've already been on the air like 5 hours. If I want to do a few more segments with you and get to this prosecutor that did ask some good questions and caught Ford, Dr. Ford, in quite a few contradictions. But because you mentioned this, let's get to Ted Cruz. Here's Ted Cruz yesterday with a Google hearing that I wish I would have been at. We're going to try to show up to more of these, because Google's up there saying, we don't spy on anybody, which is a total lie. It's like Clapper saying, we never spy on anybody at the NSA. And then they say, we're not helping China build a censorship system, and we don't know if it's ever going to be launched. They got in trouble in 2006, 2010. They already built censorship systems for China. Then Congress threatened to have DARPA break them up because it really is a government front, and that's declassified now. They're totally rogue because Obama and the Democrats have told them be rogue. But it's a national security issue, just like we built the Internet here in the U.S. and England. And so the globalists have hijacked it and taken it. And here he is lying to Ted Cruz. This is so incredibly serious. You have their own top engineers, dozens of them quitting and going public. exposing Operation Dragonfly. So let's go ahead and play this exchange with Ted Cruz and the chief privacy officer. Again, that's like saying Hitler is the chief rabbi overlooking the good of the Jews. I mean, this guy murders privacy. Google chief privacy officer Keith Enright dodged multiple questions. That's what CNBC said. No, he didn't dodge him. He lied his butt off. I mean, this is 100% confirmed that they're censoring here, they're censoring there. The Dragonfly systems are already in place here. They've got a state-run app that they had 4 years ago that they built in secret that the Chinese inner party is using. Now the outer party has it, so something like 2 million people, and it's about to go nationwide as the social credit score with Google monitoring it, running it, state-run in China. That's in mainstream news. Google is working with the Chinese government to do this, and this is the rollout of the app to be on everyone's phones, tied to your phone number, tracking everything you do. And then he sits there and lies to Ted Cruz. These people are unbelievably arrogant. Here it is.
Whether we eventually could or would remains unclear.
Is there a Project Dragonfly? And if there is, what is it?
We have an array of internal projects, and I wouldn't think that it was necessarily appropriate for a privacy conversation to speculate as to what we might be looking at in terms of a product launch in some part of the world.
So you're not answering my question then on Project Dragonfly?
There is a Project Dragonfly.
And it's focused on a search engine in China, is that accurate?
We are not close to launching a search product.
You're saying you're not close to launching. I'm asking, is the topic of Project Dragonfly, is it a project to develop a search engine in China?
I
didn't ask timing of launch. I asked what it is.
Understood. I am not clear on the contours.
Let's hit pause. We're back in 2 minutes. We'll finish this and get David Knight's take on this. This could not be more important, folks. You get what the double meaning is. China's the dragon, dragonfly, flying, the dragon over the earth. And it hooks into the state-run system called, get ready for it, Skynet, which is really Maven. And Maven is the AI system that Google under Obama has decided to not give to Trump. And Maven, an AI total spectrum dominance system, is a AI warfare automated system from energy development to factories to drone and combat robot deployment for a full robot attack army against humanity. I'm not kidding. And Maven has been taken from us and given to the Chi-Cons. I mean, we shouldn't even be building this to begin with, but let me tell you, Trump is within his rights and we are all to literally have the army invade Google.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.